Wolf Solent by John Cooper Poeth. I first read this novel when I was 15, and it had a powerful influence on me. Walt Whitman wrote, in Song of Myself, "I contain multitudes." The best novelists make us feel these self-contradictions, and Wolf Solent is a fascinatingly complex character. The novel was first published in 1929, and it's set in Dorset. We're in Hardy country, a couple of generations on, and people are still living in Victorian rooms. The ferocious eye of a stuffed pike, and by the supercilious eye of Queen Victoria, who conveyed, not only by the flicker of an eyelid, her ineffable disdain for all members of the human race who were not subjects of the House of Hanover. You don't read Poeth for plot, and lovers of thrillers and action movies are liable to give up after the first page. The story is soon told. Wolf Solent, a man in his mid-30s, moves from London to Dorset to work as secretary to a local squire, who's writing a scurrilous history of the county. He finds out more about his parents' past and falls in love with two women. Poeth writes brilliantly about nature, solitude, and quirky love affairs. All his characters have richly imaginative inner lives, and his women characters are particularly strong and memorable. The atmosphere of the novel is, at different times, romantic, comical, sensual, visionary, and bathetic. Wolf Solent was Poeth's first success. A critic in the New York Times Book Review wrote, "The novel is a momentous piece of work of transcendent interest and great beauty." The author's eccentric philosophy is very hard to pin down. He was passionately anti-science. He felt as though, with aeroplanes spying down upon every retreat like ubiquitous vultures, with the lanes invaded by ironclad motors like colossal beetles, with no sea, no lake, no river free from throbbing, thudding engines, the one thing most precious of all the world was being steadily assassinated. Poeth was also a fervent anti-vivisectionist who believed that birds, fish, animals, grass, trees and stones, as well as human beings, have souls. Wolf meditates, "Am I inhuman in some appallingly incurable manner? Is the affection I have for human beings less important to me than the shadows of leaves and the flowing of waters?" At a time when so many people are interested in nature writing, Eastern religions, ecology, gender bending, and protecting the environment, Poeth could be seen as a prophet for the 21st century. I do hope so, because I think he's a wonderful writer who deserves to be more widely read. He taught me that it's possible to put absolutely anything into a novel, and that good novels can explore people's inner lives in more depth than any film.